Dinky Schmooze assorted chocolates is the best there is. Now look at these. Some of these babies come in individual wrappers so you know what they are without biting into them. People laughed when I went out in a Lion King costume and went begging last three Halloweens, but it's paying off for you now with Dinky Schmooze assorted chocolates. Not all Dinky Schmooze assorted chocolates contain chocolate. Some might not be food products. To get yours, send $49.99 to Dinky Schmooze Food Division, Box 1, Bedford Falls, Haiti.
What about those people whose deaths are fake? What happened to them? Now it can be told. Meet Lenny, what? Author of the new book, Whoa.
I'm Lenny, what? My new book, Whoa, blows the lid off the fake death scam. Celebrities do not fake their own deaths. Their deaths are faked for them by elves who turn the celebrities into Santa Claus. That's right. Coming down your Christmas, this chimney will be none other than Elvis, who knows now who's been bad and good. Jim Morrison, Andy Kaufman, Amelia Earhart, all have been Santa Claus. Where are they now? Well, now they are dead, the elves having tired of them and finally flinging them off a North Pole cliff into the icy waters of the Arctic Ocean. Don't believe the movie The Santa Claus. That's not the true story. It was funded by elves to throw you off.
Meet Lenny, what? And hear the truth at the, bookstore. Buy Whoa and have it signed in secret code by Lenny, what? At the, in
Omaha.
Having a Christmas shopping nightmare? Fighting the crowds? Feeling claustrophobic? Threatened? Harried? Shopping malls are no place for the faint of heart.
Out of my way. Coming through. Freeze, matronly slime. That's my Power Ranger.
What's his secret? How can he move so confidently, so cat-like in the holiday chaos? Simple. He's got the Shocking Shopper.
I warned you, lady, that's my Power Ranger. Now get up, you're attracting attention.
The Shocking Shopper electric baton, made right here in America by prisoners in Mississippi, delivers 2,000 amps of clean, safe electricity at the push of a button. No more trouble in crowds. You've got room to move.
I feel so powerful, so safe. Merry Christmas, shopping mall. Switching security guard, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
The Shocking Shopper electric baton makes holiday shopping a breeze. And it also works at sporting events, in school hallways, buffet lines, at midnight mass.
This is my pube.
The Shocking Shopper electric baton, the gift that makes getting all those other gifts easy. The Shocking Shopper, available at Cattle Chute's Chowdown restaurants, Fourth Reich crowd control boutiques, and Vibrating Annie's coast to coast. Well, you've set out the gaily decorated Christmas cookies, the party mix, and the eggnog, but wait, what's missing?
Hey, there's no booze in this eggnog.
Right, what's eggnog without a dollop of bourbon? And of course, if it's not Kentucky bourbon...
Well, then it's from New Jersey. Who cares?
Kentucky bourbon for the holidays, with the smooth taste of conviviality and goodwill to men.
God, I've had enough of this Christmas music. Can we put some George Jones on the CD player now?
Wherever families gather this happy season, Kentucky Bourbon is there, bringing us all home for the holidays.
Oh, geez, you're beautiful. Want to fool around, Aunt Emily?
So, if you're dreaming of a white Christmas...
Oh, nice porcelain. I feel better now.
Make it another Kentucky Bourbon Christmas you'll never remember. And don't forget, friends know when to say, get out of my house.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and this is the Man Minute. Today, have a fine time. That's my proposed inoffensive, multicultural, sensitive, aware greeting. If your beliefs, be they social, cultural, religious, or economic, dictate the imminence of a big day, enjoy it appropriately. Unless it's some kind of repentance thing, then trudge through it or whatever you're supposed to do. Or if you're being sacrificed, so long. As the song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year, which is not to shortchange other times of the year which may be more wonderful for some of us. Perhaps it would be better to say, it's a nice time of the year, or even, it's time. Well, here's a card I'm sending to all my friends. You can see it's white inside and outside, and I just signed my name here. If somehow I left you off my mailing list, let this be the equivalent of that card. Have a fine time. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
What will Major League Baseball fans do this summer if the strike isn't settled? Watch replacement players?
And so the Cubs give them 9 runs on 1 hit, 3 walks, 6 errors, and hold on to their slim 36-34 lead after 4 innings.
I don't think so. So what's a sports fan to do? It's coming this summer, the baseball alternative with everything. It's Snarsh.
Mandrake flips the Snarsh to Pittelberger. There's a blammy to the face by Muggs, and now the executioner signals tally-ho. Here come the cheerleaders. Oh, I bet that smarts.
Snarsh, the sport of the 21st century. Violence, action, statistics.
New York's 18.5 noogies against average is setting a record pace.
Snarsh, the sport of the 21st century. Violence, action, lawyers.
Looks like a break in the action for a contempt hearing at the 75-yard marker.
Faceless, poorly paid players, painful injuries, and merchandising. Snarsh!
Hard to believe Michael Jordan turned down the starting target job with the Chicago Chalk Outlines.
Snarsh! Coming soon to a stadium near you.
Hey, Joe, ready for the big bowl games?
Well, you bet, Bill. I got the beverages, got the TV, got the dip.
What are you going to dip in the dip, Joe? I can't wait for the bowl games myself. The Federal Express Orange Bowl, the Mobile Cotton Bowl, the Clinton Cabinet Out of Here Bowl.
Well, what about the Tamerlane Pet Products Evolution Bowl, Bill?
The Tamerlane Pet Products Evolution Bowl?
The Tamerlane Pet Products Evolution Bowl. Tamerlane has purchased time during all the major bowl games and has hired Newt Gingrich to do the play-by-play.
Just like Boys Town.
Right, except in the Tamerlane Evolution Bowl, it's not "He ain't heavy, he's my brother," as the name implies. It's "Eat or be eaten."
Oh, so who's playing in the Tamerlane Evolution Bowl, Joe?
Well, last year's winners, the Pythons. Remember what they did to the Gophers?
Oh, no, Joe. The premise is I didn't know anything about the Tamerlane Evolution Bowl till just a minute ago.
Yeah, right, you are. Anyway, this year it's the Pythons against the Shrimp.
My money's on the Pythons.
Well, you're on. The game's being played in the icy waters of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, so the Shrimp have a virtual home field advantage.
Oh, right, you knucklehead.
I'm going to bet everything I have on the Tamerlane Evolution Bowl today.
The Tamerlane Pet Products Evolution Bowl can be seen nightly on the Fox Network during halftime of the Enemas R Us Screamer Bowl and during the weigh-in of all Riddick Bowl fights coast to coast.
Hi, it's Ziggy Schmooze, and listen, celebrating New Year with old acquaintances? Or are you so pathetic you're staying home, or worse yet, going to a bar alone hoping to meet somebody there? Well, it's too late for this year, but you can avoid the embarrassment next year by joining the Ziggy Schmooze Losers Club. It's just like those Christmas clubs. Send me $10 a month, and by next New Year's Eve, I'll have $120 of your dollars. And what do you get? Well, as soon as I receive your December payment, I'll send you all the phone numbers of all the other pathetic losers in the club. And they'll have your phone number, too. You're sure to get a good date. Start now, the Dickie Schmooze Losers Club, Box 1, He Kept to Himself a Lot, Maine.
Football's on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Bowl Game Special with the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes fighting Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Hello again, everybody. I'm your host, Yash Shafoimi. And Coach, looks like some great matchups in the bowls this year.
Sure, Yash. But for today, listen, I'm the Intel Inside Coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes, and you're the Rollerblade Barbie host.
No, I will not be the Rollerblade Barbie host no matter how much they paid you.
But, Yash, I already spent the money. You know what those thugs from Barbie will do if you're not the Rollerblade Barbie host?
One can only hope. Now let's move on to the bowl games. It's Colorado and Notre Dame in the IBM OS2 Warp Fiesta Bowl.
Notre Dame's in the Warp Bowl?
In the Warp Fiesta Bowl.
Well, I think... Whoosh, whoosh, 3-2. See, I just warped. Whoosh,
whoosh. Who's going to win, Coach?
Notre Dame.
Well, thanks. With a possible national championship on the line, Penn State meets Oregon in the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl.
Isn't it the Grock Rose Bowl?
No. It's just the Rose Bowl as far as you're concerned, Coach.
Hakuna Matata Rose Bowl?
Just pick it.
Oregon, 75-3.
And Nebraska goes after the brass ring for Tom Osborne, meeting Miami in the Federal Express Orange Bowl.
Federal Express, the ones who delivered mail across the western frontier on horseback?
No, that's a pony express. Just tell us about the game.
Well, I don't play the ponies, Yash. I only bet on football games I can control.
Where's that phone? Hello, thugs from Barbie? I know where Sweatshirt lives.
Nebraska quarterback Foster Brooks has a big day behind a huge offensive line. Nebraska will win 99-2.
Tommy Frazier's the Nebraska quarterback coach. Well, there you have it. Sweatshirt picks Notre Dame, Oregon, and Nebraska.
Well, let's pick the Warp Bowl again. That was fun.
Sorry. My obligation to talk to you just expired, Coach. Till next year, this is Yasha Foimy. Where's that Rent-A-Thug number? Oh, did they? Well, gals, another holiday's behind you. Hubby got his table saw and a trip to the ER for some reattachment surgery. Junior got his Donkey Kong Country Nintendo game and hasn't slept for 5 days. Little Sissy got a life-size Barbie and a Rush Limbaugh newsletter subscription. But what about you? Some bath oil beads made in New Jersey, a polyester scarf with a map of Bangladeshi population density, and a salad shooter with a complimentary pair of safety glasses to prevent radish injuries to the eye? Don't you deserve more? Don't you deserve a toy you can call your own? Don't you deserve a Ralph Mugbugger More Mature Go-Go Power Ranger?
Hi, I'm Probe, one of Ralph Mugbugger's More Mature Go-Go Power Rangers. The adult toy you've been waiting for. Take me home and watch me morph. I'll transform your playtime.
Ralph Mugbugger's More Mature Go-Go Power Rangers, the toy for mom. Available at Lust R Us stores coast to coast. Pacemaker batteries sold separately.
Station number H, the station that cashes in quick, has the best late-night gab fest in history. Tonight, join special guest Barbara Streisand on the premiere of Late Night with Tom Osborne.
So, Tom, you want to hear a song?
That won't be necessary. The Nielsens don't matter, just so the crew does well, whatever it is they do.
What? Speak up.
Late Night with Tom Osborne, racy stuff, banned in Miami, but everywhere else on station number H.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Whoa, everything's changed. First, the Republicans grabbed the reins of power and are forcing us to rethink everything we thought we knew about government. Then, lo and behold, Nebraska won the national championship. As men, we must adopt new paradigms. Nebraska coach Tom Osborne, the new man, plans many changes. His contract with the Regents calls for a downsizing of the NCAA basketball tournament, the removal of children who like soccer to orphanages so they can learn American values, a three passes and you're out rule for quarterbacks, and a moment of silent recruiting in public schools. Even the former The New Man, Lee Corso, who said he was a new sportscaster back in 1992, is moving closer to the center, and so must we all. Well, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. Are you one of those people who doesn't surf? Now you can be hypnotized.
I'm Doris Dibbledo. Millions of people want to quit not surfing, but don't have the willpower. My hypnosis seminar will show you how you too can surf all the time. If you come to my seminar this Friday in
Omaha,
you may walk in a non-surfer, but you'll walk out hanging 10 and shooting the curl. Everyone wants to surf, and through hypnosis, everyone will.
Doris Dibbledo is a certified wet person and noted surfer hypnotist. Doris Dibbledo is the author of numerous books on hypnosis surfing, including the best-selling
Two Hypnotized Girls for Every Hypnotized Boy, How I Enslaved Surf City by Doris Dibbledoo. This seminar is really, really cheap and will be held only once, this Tuesday in the ballroom of the Lazy Parasite Motel in
Omaha.
Please, no doctors or educators.
We now go live to Capitol Hill for the swearing-in of the new Congress.
Do you, Newt Gingrich, swear to uphold the duties of the Speaker of... Say, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
Why, yes, they are Bugle Boy jeans.
I thought so. Duties of Speaker of the House of Representatives.
It seems to be going slowly, so back to regular programming.
Was that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
And again.
We now go live to Capitol Hill for more of the swearing-in of the new Congress.
Do you, John Christensen, swear to... Say, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
Why, yes, they are Bugle Boy jeans.
I thought so. Swear to uphold the Constitution.
Not much happening on Capitol Hill, so back to regular programming.
Mega Coffee salutes the national champion Nebraska Cornhuskers. When Miami wilted in the fourth quarter, the Huskers' tradition of conditioning with Mega Coffee came through. It's another of the great moments in staying awake from Mega Coffee.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, go Big Red. Everybody wants Big Red and Nebraska stuff, but no one's got the stuff I got. I don't know if I can list it all, but I don't want you to trust me, so here goes. An empty Coca-Cola can colored red in honor of the Huskers, $15 a piece. A Santa Claus suit, all red, like a Nebraska uniform, $500 or $1,500. We're number one fingers. Nah, just take them. Wrapping paper, all red with bells and stars on them. Some with red ribbons attached, various sizes, $5 per square inch. Pages of the Omaha World Herald from during the football season, $8 a page. Dirt from Nebraska, $55 a clod. Corn, $5 a kernel. Tom Osborne action figures. Race driver Tom, $20. Tom goes formal, $50. Malibu surfing Tom, $100. Wedding groom Tom, $1,500. That's just some of it. I'm up to here on Husker. We're number one. Go Big Red stuff. Send cash now to Dickie Schmooze. We're number one. Box one, Apocalypse, Nebraska.
A year ago, no one knew Jeff Gillooly. Then he concocted a plan to assault a figure skater so he and his wife could get rich. When caught, he turned on his wife, implicating her and peddling the story to the tabloid so that he could get rich. Convicted, he sold nude photos of himself and his wife making love so that once again he could get rich. What has happened to Jeff Gillooly in the year since? He's been stuffed by the finest taxidermist in Europe, and now Lefties of London, Britain's other auction house, is offering him for auction one time only this Sunday at the Grand Ballroom of the Crystal Doodad Hotel in... No dealers. Bidding will start at $10,000.
When Tonya Harding wants breakfast, she doesn't want a little bowl of grain or a wimpy breakfast bar. She wants one thing.
Bacon!
At lunch, no leafy little salad for our gal, huh, Tonya?
Burger!
And during a break in filming her latest action-adventure movie, truffle, Tonya?
No, truffle bad. Salami!
And for dinner?
More meat!
Tonya Harding is a proud member of the other PETA, People Eating the Animals.
Okay.
Welcome to this station number H special broadcast of Up Close with Nancy Kerrigan.
Hi.
Nancy, has your mother ever said anything about Mickey Mouse?
I better not say.
It's okay, no one's watching.
Oh, okay. No, my mother's never said anything about Mickey Mouse.
Nothing?
No.
Called him a rat?
No.
A nerd?
No.
Symbol of corporate lust?
No.
Dork?
No.
Wuss?
No.
Pinhead?
No.
Newt?
No.
Bat?
No.
Yes. Good evening. This is Lonnie Chung, Connie's older evil brother, and welcome to Ear. Tonight we're talking to Hattie Gingrich, Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich's maiden aunt.
What am I doing here? You promised me batteries for my pacemaker.
Hattie, did Newt call Hillary a name?
I can't tell you. Millions of people are listening. You don't look like Pat Buchanan to me.
Just whisper it to me, Hattie, just between us.
Okay, he said.
Yes?
She's an antediluvian trollop.
What did he say about Tipper?
He said, she's a strumpet.
Did he say anything about Donna Shalala?
She's a common doxy.
And the president. Did Newt call the president anything?
You better give me that battery first.
There you go.
Okay. He's a voluptuary and a rake.
Anything else, Hattie? Oh,
Newt said you and all your ilk are carrion scriveners.
Carrion scrivener. Thanks, Hattie. Next week on Ear to Ear, Boutros Ghali whispers in Arabic about Sheikh Abdul Rahman. See you then. Station number H, the only station with both Frasier with an S, Roseanne with a Z, and Home Improvement with a W before the H in Home, now has great drama starring the likes of David Caruso, Samuel Jackson, and Glenn Close. But don't worry, we've buried them late at night so you can better enjoy our mindless pap like the new sitcom, Idiot and Idioter. Not inspired by the success of Dumb and Dumber. Then sit back for a ride into the emergency room of a big city hospital with E.T., The Emergency Terrestrial, not a ripoff of the hit series ER. And cap off your night with a new talk show everybody's hearing about right now, Late Night with Tom Osborne. Tonight's guest, Marv Albert.
I've got some great sports bloopers to show you, Tom.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Don't put yourself out for me.
No, I want to. It's what I do.
Uh-huh. You want a glass of milk?
Milk? What's milk?
Station number H, the station with everything you expect from a station numbered H.